Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Marion County Bank and Pella has acquired the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville and Melcher, Dallas. What does it mean for their customers and the community? Let's go in depth with Steve Kreienbrink, President and CEO of Marion County Bank, and Stu Jobe, CEO of the Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville and Melcher, Dallas. Steve, a major change is in store for Marion County Bank and the entire area, the community, Knoxville, Pella, and all the people around with the new acquisition of Iowa State Savings Bank. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, we're really excited about it, Bob. We've been involved with the thought process for quite a while, just looking at an opportunity that we would have to really grow Marion County Bank and move to another community. And I started talking with Stu a few years ago already. We just talked about, hey, is there a time that maybe your family would be interested in selling your bank? And we sure would love to be a buyer in the community. So as that progressed, we got to a point here late fall that we decided to go ahead and try to pursue that. And we're really excited. We love the community of Pella, which I've served here for 35 years. But I also love the idea of getting involved in the community of Knoxville and Melcher, Dallas, and bringing the same sort of things that we do to Pella also to Knoxville and Melcher. So.
And is this a little bittersweet for you, Stu?
Oh, yeah, it's a little bittersweet. I've really enjoyed my career at the Iowa State Savings Bank and our family history there for 60 years. But I'm so excited about Marion County Bank being our successor in this. Your listeners that know the Iowa State Savings Bank's involvement in the community and, I think, importance to the community, the listeners in Pella know Marion County Bank's same experience, important to the community, invested and involved in the community. So it was just critical for us when we got to the point of selling the bank that it go to somebody that would respect that tradition of community banking, and that's Marion County Bank.
Well, and we all know that there are larger banks out there that it doesn't really matter whether they're in the community or not.
That's right. And because, you know, our commitment to our staff, our customers, our community, we didn't want to just select any bank, which very likely could end up being a stripped down office of the see many banks like. And it was important that we choose a successor that will help Knoxville thrive.
And what does this mean for the current employees of Iowa State Savings Bank, both in Knoxville and in Melcher, Dallas?
Yeah, we're excited to continue our tradition of keeping our employees here and then having all the people that are currently working at the banks continuing to do their job. We don't anticipate any major changes. We will continue to honor them and the roles that they're continuing to use right now. We are going to have Ron Zanting from our bank take an active role in the merger, and he will be over there on a daily basis working with the employees of Iowa State Savings Bank and really figuring out, I guess, what their best abilities are within their jobs and placing people in that right area. So we're excited to not make any changes. Iowa State Savings Bank is not broke. It's a very good bank, does a ton of stuff for the community. We're excited just to be part of it and grow into that situation. So,
is there a possibility of new synergies, the different ideas, different people getting together and, I don't know, identifying new opportunities, different ways to do things?
Sure. We continue to look for things in banking that will make the customer's experience better and the employee's experience better. So I'm sure we do a few things here that are different than what Iowa State Savings Bank does. I'm sure they do some things that are maybe better and in a different way than what we can do here. But we are looking at moving into a situation where we can blend the two into one and create a better opportunity for the employees plus the customers to be able to do their banking.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Steve Kreienbrink, president and CEO of Marion County Bank, and Stu Jobe, CEO of the Iowa State Savings Bank, about Marion County Bank acquiring the Iowa State Savings Bank. People in Pella know a lot about the investment that Marion County Bank makes into the community, all the kinds of things that you do, all the kinds of donations that you make, projects you get behind, things that aren't just directly related to the banking industry and like investment kinds of things, but they're, you know, like, you know, different loans, personal loans and stuff. But you're also out there helping all kinds of charities. You're behind the schools. You're doing all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And Iowa State Savings Bank has a long history of doing that as well. Are you going to continue the efforts that you do here and expand them into Knoxville?
When we wanted to go to Knoxville and to Melcher Dallas, we were excited about the community. We're also excited about the bank, but we're excited about the opportunity for us to invest into the communities that Iowa State Savings Bank serves. Our goal here, and my personal goal, is to really make a difference in the community. That's why we're community bankers. That's why we do what we do. And we could have chosen a bigger bank and one that wasn't as active within the community. But I believe that we as a bank can make a huge difference within the community. So we're going to look forward to being involved in the different projects that happen in those communities. We're excited about that. We have a real commitment to Pella, and we're going to move that commitment just as strong to Knoxville and Melcher Dallas on any projects they have. So we're excited about that. That's what makes us a community banker.
Now, in the past, you and I have talked about how some communities, as the landscape of rural America changes, that some communities are losing their community banks. And it's a major problem across rural America. And the transition here makes sure that Knoxville keeps it a community bank.
Yeah, it is true. Community banks are being acquired by others, and many times it's a national or regional franchise that doesn't run it like a true community bank, what we'd consider a community bank. But yeah, in this case, the concept of community bank is just expanded to a bigger geographic footprint. It's a Marion County community bank.
Are there things that are happening in the Knoxville community that Steve might not know about, that you're transitioning and you're sharing some things that you have from, you know, a 60-year family history that can't be acquired instantaneously? I mean, there's got to be some communication. Are there things that you're sharing that you think are important to make sure the vision of the original founders of Iowa State Savings Bank so it can continue into the future?
Well, we've talked some about that and worked on that. We will continue to be working together through this transition, so anything that's important for them to know, traditions or something, absolutely we'll be talking about that.
I think it's important to keep in mind, too, that the current board of directors will stay in place at Iowa State Savings Bank. So any of those community leaders that are part of our board, I will be joining it along with Ron Zanting, and we will be working with them throughout the rest of this year. To just hear of and learn more about the community, just so we have an opportunity to continue to be involved.
Steve and the Marion County Bank Group has allowed me and Jamie Hollingshead to continue to be involved on the board as well. Even though we are divesting ourselves of the bank, we want to be involved because we still feel committed to and obligated to help make sure this transition is as successful as we both want it to be.
And so a lot of institutional memory will continue.
Yeah, well, we're obviously, they have many employees that have been working for a long time and living in Knoxville for a long time. And we're going to be very excited to partner with anybody we can to help the Knoxville community continue to grow.
Can you give us a timeline? How's this going to play out?
Yeah, we're going to be looking at regulatory approval here in the next month or so. So the acquisition will probably take place sometime in mid-April to the end of April. And then Iowa State Savings Bank will maintain their role in the community throughout the rest of this year. We hope to merge sometime in November of 2019. And at that point, the Iowa State Savings Bank will be renamed to Marion County Bank, along with the Melcher Dallas office. And then we will be under one umbrella as one bank.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Steve Kreienbrink, president and CEO of Marion County Bank, and Stu Jobe, CEO of the Iowa State Savings Bank, about Marion County Bank acquiring the Iowa State Savings Bank.
And what does that mean for people with savings and checking accounts in the Iowa State Savings Bank? Is this going to be an inconvenience, or is it going to be, I'm sure it's going to be as seamless as you can possibly make it, but what does it mean in terms of, you know, the person that has an account there?
Sure. What we're looking for is the acquisition will take place, and that will be seamless. They will continue to use their checks. The savings accounts will all stay the same. There will be a transition time when we get to November of this year, where we will want to change everything underneath the umbrella of Marion County Bank. But in the meantime, nothing changes for the customers. And in November, we hope to enhance the customer's experience, and we'll provide some new products and new services, new opportunities for them to be able to do their banking in a more exciting, better way.
Any changes that might impact the customer down the road will certainly be communicated clearly well in advance, but in the near term, for either bank's customers, it will be business as normal. They'll visit with the same customer service representative or loan officer or whatever individual they work with at the bank typically, that they'll be there.
That's important. We like to work with the same people that we've worked with and established good relationships before. I mean, sometimes it's necessary. We need to see new people or different people. But when some people have worked for, you know, 20 years with the same person, it's nice to have some of that continuity.
Yeah, no doubt. That's one of the things I love about banking. You know, I have been in the bank now for 35 years, and I remember my first customers that came in the door, and I was able to help them all the way through their careers, and now they're getting to the point where they're retiring. So it's a very important aspect, especially of community banking, that we do have relationships with the people that we serve, and that will continue to every extent that we can make sure it happens. So.
And I presume for the average customer, it's just going to be a letter and then a new bank card, and maybe we might not even notice it.
Yeah, it'll be just like any transition happens, any updates to any services that people are used to. It'll be that same sort of thing. We'll communicate it well in advance. We'll have people have opportunities to pick and choose from different services that we might have available that might be different than what Iowa State Savings Bank has. But we are going to increase the opportunity for people to have the banking services that they need and want in today's world. So.
I've asked you about what does this mean for Knoxville and Melcher Dallas. What does this mean for the people that are already members, clients of the Marion County Bank? Does it mean, is there any changes for them?
You know, the only thing that we have coming up is we do have a conversion that will take place in order to get it to our customers a few more opportunities to have different services in different ways, because the banking community continues to evolve the way that people do their banking. So we want to make sure we keep up with that. And we have the most, ready things at any time that people can use. So it'll be seamless. We'll have the same staff here. We'll have the same ownership structure. We'll continue to serve people as we have in Pella.
Well, and what's the next step for you, Stu?
Well, I will be retiring once we complete this transaction after regulatory approval. I'm still going to stay in Knoxville. I'm going to be involved in the Iowa State Savings Bank board up until the time it becomes Marion County Bank, and I'll be on that board of directors. Other than not going to work, there won't be many other changes in my life.
And is this an exciting time for you, Steve?
Yeah, I've had 35 years in banking, and I've always, for the last 20 years, felt like it would be a lot of fun and a good opportunity to go ahead and try to merge with another bank. And like I said before, when I called Stu, we started talking. We got excited about the possibility. The timing had to be correct, but the timing is now, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us as a bank here and continue the traditions and the legacy that Iowa State Savings Bank has created. We look forward to that. We're not going to take anything away from it. We're going to only add to it, and that's exciting for the shareholders of Marion County Bank also, because we are expanding our footprint, and we're getting to a point where we can make a difference in a bigger area, a bigger region, and that excites me. That's why we do community banking.
Thanks to Steve Kreienbrink and Stu Jobe for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.